It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Show, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Chad Summers. I'll be your host today. Got another shorty for you. I keep telling you we're working on the next phase, and we are getting really close. I know I keep saying those exact words, but it's true. It is absolutely true. Sorry, I've been gone for a couple weeks. Been really busy. Summer stuff. Seems like every time it's time to do a show, I have something I have to do. So. And I just have to plan better. Once we start the next phase, though, that'll not happen at all. But yes, today is August 14th, 2026. I've got a couple stories here. This one from Newsmax. Luigi Mangione expected to plead guilty today in federal court. I think we all know what he's allegedly done. So, yeah, I guess if he pleads guilty today, we don't have to say allegedly anymore because he will be admitting it. But it looks like capital punishment is off the table, unfortunately. I think it should be mandatory. Forget the, the plea deal or whatever, forget whatever took that off the table. Right? We've got it on camera. We've got it on camera. Overwhelming evidence. And we take that off the table. What? He gave that. He sentenced another gentleman to that type of punishment. So, eye for an eye as far as I'm concerned. So that's really disturbing to me. But he will, in fact, be living the rest of his life behind bars. So that's good. That's not going to be a cakewalk either. Imagine being in your closet, essentially, with a toilet. Instead of drywall painted walls, they're a concrete block. And, I don't think they have bars in there. Well, they might. But I think a lot of times they're just like a door with a tiny little window, So it's not like you've got all this air flows through there. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Just go by what I've seen on the tube. Not that TVs have tubes anymore. But, yeah, you know what I mean? This one from TMZ. Alleged, here we go again, alleged, but we've got to say it, don't we? Alleged Tupac Shakur, Red Rummer, you know what I mean by Red Rum, right? Keith D, not scared of life in prison. Might want to be. He was arrested in 2023. When they make these arrests, they usually have a ton of evidence. I think the percentage of people that are charged with Red Rum and are found not guilty is very low. If you're charged with that, they've got the goods on you. So this guy's probably going to go to prison for the rest of his life. I just saw another heading that said, what was the other guy, the death row boss, Suge Knight? He was saying that there were other guys involved, which of course there were. I'm sure there were drivers and other gangsters involved in this Red Rum of Tupac Shakur. So But yeah, you know, he should, you know, if they find him guilty, he should get capital punishment also, as far as I'm concerned. So yeah, it, you know, we'll see how it plays out, both those cases. I did forget to do a little history here. I usually do those before the news, but in 1935, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act into law on this day, 1935. I think we all know what the Social Security is, so that's pretty interesting. We'll see if I get any of my money back when I'm 65, or by that time, they'll probably raise it to 70. I think you might even be able to wait till 70 to collect on that now. But yeah, so that is it for today. I'm going to call that the episode. I hope you all have a good weekend. No drinking and driving out there. Subscribe to the show. You know what buttons to click to do that. Hit notifications, because you're going to want to be notified when, especially on YouTube, when the second phase of the lunch show starts, or the next phase. Yeah. Because it's in TV show format. You will be able to see my ugly mug on the screen in your house. We'll see how well that goes over with the general public. But all right, that's it. Can't handle the fun any longer. Y'all have a good one. Peace.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.